Hello Jayantians, you're listening to KJC Radio. This is RJ Gayatri presenting Careers Made Easy, where we ponder over the nitty-gritty of soft skills and their application in real life. Today, we're talking about communication. Before we begin, I'd like to give you a basic rundown of soft skills. If you're a mechanical engineer, your way around a machine is called hard skills, while your attitude towards your co-workers and clients constitutes soft skills. Now, what is all the fuss about communication? We'll start with a story. Two customer support executives in a vacuum cleaner company, Adam and George, listened to customer complaints to maintain customer satisfaction. One day, a customer called the company and said, "The vacuum cleaner stops working after I start using it. I think this cleaner is defective. I'd like to exchange it." George answered, "The company policy does not allow exchange of goods. I'm sorry I'd be unable to help you. Thank you for calling. Have a nice day." And he disconnected. Irritated by his reply, the customer wrote a Google review that read, "Don't buy anything from this company. They sell defective pieces and won't let us exchange them for a decent one." Next day, another customer called with the same complaint and wanted to exchange it. Adam responded then. He said, "I'm sorry that happened. Could you tell me how it stopped working?" The customer answered, "Suddenly, the cleaner stopped running as I was cleaning. I just bought it a week back." Adam was a guy who knew some technical stuff apart from just company policies. He said, "Why don't you check whether the wire that connects the cleaner is tight or not? I'm not a technician, but I'll talk to someone to help you solve your problem." The customer agreed. Adam himself called the customer the next day and told how the problem could be solved. He asked, "Could you please check if the vacuum bag is completely filled?" "Yes," the customer replied. "Please run the vacuum cleaner after discarding the dust in the bag. I'll wait on call to know if it works or not," said Adam. The customer did that, and the cleaner worked. He thanked Adam and left a good Google review for the company that the service was very good. How are Adam and George different? Communication always happens with a purpose, and you need to say what the other person needs from you so that you can achieve the purpose of communication. Adam also knew that company policy did not allow exchange, but did he not persuade the customer to wait for a solution? He knew that telling about the company policy would anger the customer, and an angry customer can turn out to be bad for the company's reputation. Just like how the customer is the king in business, listener is the king in communication. Being an Adam in your communication will let you win people's hearts when you convey what people think they need. This is all for today's episode of Careers Made Easy. We will see more about other soft skills in the coming days. Stay tuned to KJC Radio.
KJC Radio.